pipe at the same time, so I appreciate your coming around here. We're supposed to have some serious rain coming here tomorrow with some heavy winds, so it ought to be interesting what it looks like tomorrow, Joseph.
Here in Pennsylvania, I think we're supposed to get something in that perspective. But what is your QTH? Mine is Jay Gaffin.
I am in Richfield, Ohio, which is between Akron and Cleveland.
Absolutely. I've been all over the state back in the 90s putting in computer networking cable, which now is a thing of the past and it's all wireless. But I remember going to all the different locations in Ohio, Pomeroy, good Lord, Cleveland, you name it, just about all the high schools.
Well, it's a nice state. I like it. So you're familiar with that area where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike come together.
Yes, I was trying to remember there was a town in Ohio. It wasn't that big. And I'm sitting here back in my brain trying to start with an F.
With an F or an S, like in Sierra, or F as in Foxtrot?
No, just let me wait here for a little bit now.
Alrighty, well, while you rack that brain, I'm going to call out for early check-ins. It's 5 minutes till we normally start the Liberty Net. Appreciate you for checking in. You're down as number one, so let me see if any other early people are here. Usually the Jesse is. So this is KAJOI looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
And for all, can you put me on there tonight, Bob?
Good evening, Larry. A little bit of white noise, but I hear you well. How are you doing down there in Tennessee?
Hey, I'm hanging in there, buddy. Doing good. How about you?
Well, like the other gentleman said, I'm trying not to watch too much of the news. It's kind of depressing, but it's interesting to see how people are acting. A real good friend of mine kind of been really kind of being odd to some of the other guys. I know he's, you know, on the Democratic side, but man, it really could damage friendships if you really dwell on it and get into arguments over.
Yeah, that's correct. You can't really believe that they really think the way they do. There's a vast difference in the way people think.
Yes, there is. Sometimes it's just kind of strange. So, well, I've got you down on the list, Larry. You're number two on the list. Over.
All right. I'm trying to get something ready to go here, so that'll be fine. Thank you, Bob. You're sounding good, by the way. No problem.
Well, good. Thank you. As I said, there's the band doesn't seem to be very cooperative, but I don't have a lot of white noise. I've only got a noise floor of a 5, which is kind of light, but the band seems kind of, I don't know what I'd say, short, or it just doesn't seem conducive to conditions. But go ahead and get your articles together, because I have a couple to start off with that'll give us a little shock absorber time.
Thank you very much. That'll be great. All right. Back to you there in 4ROQ, waiting a minute.
Alrighty, so this is Kilo Alpha 8, Julia, Ocean Yankee. It is 2158, two more minutes, but sounds like a good night to have a net that would talk about current events and amateur radio equipment. So with that being said, CQ, CQ. 2, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Julie Ocean Yankee, looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. November 14th, the month is half gone. Over.
WC9RWY.
Whiskey 2, Golf, Indian Oscar, Mr. Frank. Good evening, sir, and how are you tonight? Alrighty, well, it's good to hear you. Thank you for checking in. You are on the list, and I've got you written down as number 3, sir.
RWY in there also.
Larry, you said that there's an RWY. I don't hear him, so go ahead and get the information for me.
Okay, another check in there. I believe it ended with RWY. If you'll come back there, I'll get you checked in here.
Yeah, I didn't catch you that well that time, but I do know you're in there, but I'm just not catching your signal that well. If anyone else can relay that call sign there, that'd be great. This is Larry in Tennessee, N4RLQ.
Try it again there one more time. I'll see if I can pull you out there, Roger.
N4ROQ from WB9RWY. WB9RWY, over.
See if this is correct. WB9RWY. WB9RWY. Is that correct?
Roger, Roger.
Okay, who are you located? What's your name?
Name is Jim, and we're in Wisconsin. Name is Jim, Jupiter, India, Mexico, in Wisconsin, over.
Yeah, you're a little bit not very understandable. I don't know whether it's your RF or what's on your signal there. But check him in as WB9RWY, Bob, and I couldn't get anything else right now.
Well, I show WB9RWY is James, and he is in Iron River, Wisconsin.
Okay, James, you're checked in there. You checked in the box. I got you. Your name was already on the list, so you're checked in there. Thank you very much.
CQ, calling CQ. I'm going to shout out one more time and then I'm going to do the opening credits. So, this is K-A-H-A-O-Y, looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. CQ, come now.
Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango.
Kilo Echo Zero, Victor, and say the other two.
Romeo Tango, Victoria Radio Tango.
Alrighty, Joplin, Missouri. We have spoken before. Good evening, William.
Hey, good evening, Bob. And yeah, I don't know whether I'll be able to stick through this this net tonight. We just had a storm go through. I'm telling you what, we got a lot of static on there on my end.
Well, the storm hasn't gotten here yet, but I see it on the radar. Over.
Roger, Roger. But here I am. So good evening, guys.
All right, Bill, I will put you down on the list. You're number 5.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm going to open the door, and then we'll see if we have any more check-ins. I'm kind of looking for that, wonder where that Jesse and that Bill and that Richie and that Robert and maybe even QRP Mike. So, good evening to all participants of this 75-meter Liberty Net. Tonight. This is a direct net, and I believe it is the longest running and only current event discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the Real Liberty Net. With that being said, I'm going to recite the words of the National Anthem. So if you will, you don't have to follow along because you don't have it written down. So, O say, can you see by the dawn's early light where so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave? And the first verse does end in a question mark. So with that being said, I'm going to look for an additional second, and then we'll kick off the net. So this is K-A-H-J-O-Y, looking for check-ins for the Liberty Net. K-1-Y-W, Mr. Greg, you're a little light, but I do hear you. Good evening. Good evening. I have you on the list as number 6. So let me try one more time, and then I'm going to start off. So CQ, CQ, looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Well, that was a mighty choice words there, Mr. Bob. Kilo Golf 4 is X-ray and a Charlie.
There you are, Mr. Jesse. Good evening. So good to hear you. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad, and good evening, everybody. Greg, I hear you, Lima Charlie, Mr. Larry. Wow, blowing smoke, and Mr. Bob, and the guys out in Missouri. Thank you guys for coming aboard as well. Great to have you guys, and nothing for the time being, but I'm here. So, back over to you, Bob.
All righty, well, I'm going to open the door. And then Mr. Joe, Kilo Alpha 3, Romeo Golf Mike, you'll be on deck. So let me make the opening statement. I have an article that I think is unique. It's in Western Journal. City officials who once supported ending police may now increase law enforcement as violent crime soars. Officials bring an additional law enforcement to help the Minneapolis Police Department respond to an increase in violent crime, the Minneapolis Star Tribune reported Monday. The officers from the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office and the Metro Transit Police will temporarily work with the Minneapolis Police Department, the measure approved by City Council and the Democratic Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, according to the Star Tribune. The city has experienced a recent surge in violent crime with 74 reported homicides this year. No kidding. That didn't take a rocket scientist. That wasn't in the article, by the way. We're not going to be having these people out taking bicycle theft reports. They are going to be people out combating criminal issues, Minneapolis Police Department spokesman John Elder said. The officers will be deployed beginning November 15th through the end of the year. We're barely able to cover the shifts that we have. City Council Member Palminto said, we really can't locate additional police officers for on-duty shifts. The support to increase in law enforcement in Oakland City will incorporate funds to continue it into next year's budget. Frey's office said he also supports the measure. Several Minneapolis police officers resigned after George Floyd's death in May, according to the Tribune. Well, if you're not going to be supported by the department and they're going to throw you under the bus, yes, you're going to resign and you're going to walk out the door. You're going to run out the door. So now they see that the police are rather necessary. It's kind of like telling the firemen not to go fight the fires. With that being said, good evening to everyone. This is K-A-J-O-Y, and Mr. Joe, you're number one on the list. Kilo Alpha 3, Romeo, Golf, Mike, Mr. Joe, open the door for us. Over.
Thank you very much. K-3-R-G-M, Andrew's show. This is one thing that, well, the mainstream media reported, but during the event, they several times stated no collusion and no voter fraud, so on and so forth. But in Washington, D.C., about a million or so voting for Donald Trump showed their faith. And it was just sad how all the mainstream media played them down and said that, that Joe Biden was the next president. But you can't turn your head to a million. That's saying something, and that's a statement.
Yes, sir. If they, and I personally feel there's been a lot of fraud, would you start mailing voice ballots? Hell, I got to go to the store to rent a movie, or I got to go to the Red Box to actually stand there and rent it. But you want to mail in a ballot? That is so sad. And I'm afraid if we don't get this under control before this next president walks in the door, if it is Sleepy Sloppy Joe, it'll be almost impossible to ever have a Republican president again. It just is kind of sad. So with that being said, Mr. Larry, are you ready? It is your turn. N4ROQKAHJOY.
All right.
Yeah.
You sound fine. Jesse, you and Bob and Greg coming in great also. And so I just wanted to let you guys know also there that you're doing fine back this way. I did watch it a little bit on the internet on my phone. It's called the Stop the Steal, STEAL rally. And I watched there was gobs and gobs of people, and Trump drove through it there. I believe in D.C. He went through there and waved out the crowd. So he was out there in his vehicle with them. You could see him, there was a picture of him, you know, in his vehicle, in one of the black vehicles through the window. So he was out there waving at them in D.C. But they were all over Atlanta, New York, Michigan, just a lot of different states, and I didn't watch any news or anything on regular news, the fake news, but I'm sure they didn't cover it very much, if they covered it at all. So I enjoyed that, enjoyed seeing that, those rallies. They interviewed a lot of different people, and they were, they said they need to get the count correct, and you know, there's even the postal service, there's a lot of ideas about the postal service and people saying that they were told by the higher-ups in the postal service to not deliver any of the ballots for Trump, to get to put them in a certain area where they would not be seen, you know, they would not be turned in. So, they were talking about some of that also. The Postal Service, even the higher-ups there, were against Trump there, because a lot of them are liberals there, I'm sure. But we'll go from there. Hopefully, Trump will pull through. Heard a lot of people say there's no problem, it all went good as far as the counting, the votes and all, but from what I've seen, I don't think so. There's a lot of fraud involved. Well, I just picked up something quick here. Here's an article about helping cars see better at night. And last year, AAA revealed some startling efficiency in driver assistance systems designed to protect pedestrians. At night, the time when most pedestrians are killed, several test vehicles equipped with automatic emergency braking systems anti-dead detection was found to be completely ineffective.
Vehicle technology is in one way to improve protection for pedestrians at night, and a couple of thermal imaging companies are promoting the system as the answer. Thermal imaging is already having a bit of a moment this year in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thermal scanners can be used to detect elevated body temperatures at a distance. This allows them to test in as an initial screening in places like auto plants to monitor people who could be feverish or potential symptom of the virus. Results recently released of thermal testing in Michigan appear to show promises in the realm of pedestrian detection at night, too. U.S.-based FLIR system, along with VSI Labs, tested an automatic emergency braking system at the American Center for Mobility in the Oslania Township. The test used data from thermal sensing with radar, a visible camera, and a computer network. The test vehicle, a Ford Fusion, equipped with FLIR system, managed to avoid heated targets designed to appear as a child or as an adult in all but two tries out of more than two dozen. In the two cases where the fire touched the target, it did not knock them down. In contrast, four other test vehicles not equipped with the FLIR technology, a BMW X7, Subaru Forester, Toyota Corolla, and Tesla Model 3, all failed in not testing by hitting the target. Okay. I'm not really for all this real high-tech stuff. I may be turning the opposite direction, and the new system may be turning the exact opposite. There's going to be something happen there to go right through the middle there to put my problem. And it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work in a lot of cases, in my view. But I guess they've got money. They've got to work on something, so they're working on different things like that for cars. I'm thinking that's going to bring them more money in. I don't think it's going to make them any safer. Okay, here's another article I found on appliances. It says this pandemic creates longer waits. This is from Atlanta. It says appliances are just one of many consumer items in short supply due to the coronavirus pandemic. Industry experts say back orders remain high after manufacturing plants experienced shutdowns, both in the U.S. and abroad. Increased demand and production slowdowns have resulted in 6 to 8 week delays on some products, according to retailers. Customers are scratching their heads and how did COVID affect this? They started out, the article did, by washer and dryer. People ordered a top loading washer and dryer from Home Depot in mid-September, expecting the appliance to be delivered about a week after their scheduled move-in. But upon completing the order, the appliance would take almost a month to get to their home. And moving on from there, the customers are scratching their head. Oh, it never came back like this. The social distancing. Also, more noted a facility in North Carolina that turned out 1,000 dishwashers a day pre-pandemic, but now is down to about 200 per day. That was 5,000 at the end of the week, is now only 1,000. So you are 4,000 in the hole. Whitney Welch, spokeswoman for the GE Appliance, which has more than 2,000 employees in Georgia, said the company is fully operational. We paused plant operations for 1 week at the beginning of the pandemic to enhance safety precautions inside our facilities. We have not shut down production since that time. Our manufacturing appliances here in the U.S. around the clock. So that sounds good about the GE in Georgia. for this, but I don't read all this. There's problems with other, like, freezer appliances, freezer sale. I'll just go down through here and see if I see something good it says. With back order still high, no relief in sight. Possibly until mid-2021, some retailers are shooting their expectations in their businesses. Raymond Garcia, co-owner of V&G Appliance Depot in Norcross, Georgia, has been in business for 10 years. This 14,000 square foot warehouse was once filled with 10 truckloads of appliances right next to their 11,000 square foot retail store. When the pandemic hit, they were reluctant to accept any new merchandise, but after the government issued supplemental unemployment benefits, customers flocked to the store. In 2.5 to 3 months, they wiped out everything. When we went back to get more appliances, they said, "Sorry, production has stopped," Garcia said. He was lucky to get 30% of his new orders, but suppliers had backed up. Until January, he said, if shipments don't pick up by the end of the month, Garcia said they will plan to diversify the merchandise in the store, so they'll have other products. We don't see anything shipping. We are going to split the store and keep appliances on one side, fill the other with furniture to be able to pay rent and bills and survive until things take another turn. Garcia said, so this is a appliance business in Jordan, Norcross, Georgia, that's saying that V&G Appliance. Okay, let's shoot it back up to you, Bob. Sounding good. I hope I'm getting through there. From KAAJOR, from N402 on the Liberty Net, back to that.
Thank you, Larry. Yeah, you're getting here to Ohio. There's a lot of white noise, but there's no static presence to me. With that said, I'm going to run over to Mr. Frank. Whiskey 2, Golf India Oscar. Mr. Frank, good evening. What do you have to open the door? Over.
Yeah,
I am. Again, everybody's a little bit light, but I can copy. Over.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, aspirin is a blood thinner, so here they were causing them more harm than good, but back then we really didn't know and didn't have the way to test for these different drugs. Over. Medicine has definitely progressed. I can't imagine what it'll be like in another 50 years, but I will probably be here for that. So, thank you, Frank. W2GIO, appreciate your comments about the aspirin. I'm going to jump down to James. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Mr. James, good evening. What do you have to start the evening for us? Over.
Good evening, Bob. First of all, I'm Tom Taylor. So my hat in there, they kind of practiced before it went out, and Larry can relay that in him. So I'm going back to the next.
Alrighty, I'm having a hard time copying, James. I'm really sorry. The band's not cooperative, so maybe on the second round it'll be more cooperative. But thank you for hanging in with us. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. I'm going to go down to Bill. Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango. I hope I have a good copy on you in good old Joplin, Missouri. Over.
Yeah, Bob, yeah, this is Bill, Kilo Echo Zero,
Victor Romeo Tango.
I'm having a rough time hearing everybody tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and read this one little article. It's from TV Media, and it is about treason city tax preparing low-income citizens for violent revolution at the end. And it goes on by saying, judging by the ridiculous propaganda election, promoting generally making up political offices that don't exist in order to facilitate their corrupt, power-grabbing, treasonous narrative, they must know they will lose their court as their massive fraud is exposed. The evidence is coming slowly. Trump being released by like a thousand cuts that would kill them dead. In your view, if Trump is inaugurated, they'll all hang, as they should. This is the most brazen fraud ever perpetrated against the American people. They are literally trying to steal the office of the leader of the free world. It is treason, and yes, we used to hang people for that. This communist cabal knows they are going to lose in court. Numbers are too overwhelming. The strategy all along has been to buy enough time after this deal in order to convince enough low-information voters that Biden won. Prince laying the groundwork for a violent revolution when Trump is eventually put back into office. Remember the election mantra of Trump will have to be dragged to the White House on a governor in Pennsylvania saying that I'm sure that all the voters counted will, Biden will win. Since the pressure is being put on the GSA to approve the transition before anyone is legally certified to have won the election, it is treason. And before I go, I'd like to make a comment on the, you know, how the media is going on about the election fraud, saying there's nothing to see here, there's nothing to see here. They're saying really the case, these voters in the media have a chance to make those. But why aren't they jumping on this? Because if he's wrong about the election fraud, that would make Donald Trump look like a fool. But they don't want to touch it. And that's because there is voter fraud that has happened. And with that, I'm back to you, Mr. Control, Bob. Good to hear you again. And this is KG0, VRT, back to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your comments. I'm going to jump up to Mr. Greg. K1YW, KAJOY, good evening. What do you have to say?
Okay. I guess Gomer is then there is a complete year of it.
Greg, yeah, we know how trustworthy the Alphabet Soup organizations are. They seem to lack sometimes in that trustworthiness. One of the other comments in the past was about shutting things down. I guess Wednesday, the state of Ohio governor looks like he's going to shut things down again in Ohio, and I understand Virginia is already getting shut down. So, but you go into the store. I went into a store today. I saw no one without a mask. But all they do is harp on these masks. So it's just, we're going to look like China with all of us running around with these damn little masks. With that comment being said, I will go to Mr. Jesse. KG4DX and a C, KAHAO and a Y.
Okay, good evening, everybody on the net. This is Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie. How copy, Bob?
Well, you're the strongest one tonight. Over.
Okay, well, I'll try to keep it that way. Hey, well, we got a lot to talk about there, and good to hear everybody in there. And this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and this is Jesse out of Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the Wednesday Night Net controller most of the time, depending on where I'm in and out of the country. So, anyway, let's get started with what little bit of news I got to offer here tonight. Let's see, off of ProTrustNews.com, there is a list of all the activity that went on today at the Trump rally going into D.C. Trump supporter family attacked by BLM mob in D.C. Not surprising. Young Trump supporter couple terrorized by Antifa. Still not surprising. Trump supporter attacked eating dinner at D.C. Well, still doesn't surprise me. BLM surrounds hotel where Trump supporters are staying. kind of surprises me because a lot of these guys carry a CWP, and I'm sure they're not going to go to DC Hotel without having a weapon of some kind. So I think they're about to bark up the wrong tree if they start too much more. Anyway, the story goes on. BLM attacks Trump black woman pushing stroller. Antifa forming spears. Switchblade taken from an Antifa riot. And the list goes on and on and on. Well, if these people are so dang positive that Biden won the election, why are they out here doing all this destruction? Why are they out here keep creating terroristic activities and performing these acts upon Trump supporters? Well, I have a good idea. Well, they lost, and they know they lost. And it's just a matter of time before people start to, broadcast the news media altogether, because everybody knows what happened to Fox. They betrayed our president, and they're going down like the Titanic, because this is what's going on here in the U.S. Our censorship is alive and well, and we're only getting the stories they want us to know unless we communicate between each other. And that's the major subject that I wanted to cover tonight. Everybody out here needs to start talking to people within states, within other states of the United States, and start being in contact, to start being aware of what's going on, what the news media is not covering, and what they are covering. Because right now, all the news that's being censored is the mainstream media. So turn off the TV, start talking to your neighbors on the radio, and checking out these news sources that's available to us, like Gateway Pundit, Pro Trump News, Big League Politics. This is where we're going to have to get our news from and start communicating between each other and start realizing what is going on in each state, so we're all aware of what's happening, because this is nothing more than a takeover, and I'm not going to try to spread doom and gloom right now, but we do need to stay positive and try not to create any kind of chaos, because they're going to do it to themselves, because they realize that they screwed up. They have screwed up. They've rigged this election, and they've been caught, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the bottom line. So we just need to be on top of the game and start paying attention and start staying in contact with each other, and don't do anything rational, because they'll do everything they can to make Trump supporters look like we're starting riots or starting chaos. So don't fall into this trap. It took 36 days to get the results when Al Gore went against George W. Bush, I believe. It took that long just to get it settled. So don't fall into this trap. Before I forget, though, I got this one article I want to read. Acting DSH, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf betrayed President Trump by refusing to fire a disgraced cybersecurity official. This is something that's been going on for some time. The insubordinates of these people's actions, when our president demands something get done, they refuse. Well, to me, that's nothing but treasonous. The story goes into this. Acting Department of Homeland Security Chad Wolf has betrayed President Donald Trump by reporting refusing to fire a disgraced cyber official, Krebs. The New York Post issued a report on Friday explaining that Wolf's pathetic and disloyal behavior against the president and the U.S. Republic, a White House official told the Post, it was definitely Trump who made the order to Wolf that he has refused to carry out. Honestly, it was the president saying, what the heck is this guy doing? he's giving me grief before the election and how he's saying there's nothing wrong in the world, the official said. So Chad Wolf was asked by the president to fire the anonymous guy, best friend, and he's refusing the office's order. He is not managing his agency, but he should not be surprised anyone. He should not surprise anyone because he is a former DHS secretary, Christian Nelson Lackey. What a name, Lackey. Well, that should tell you everything. But anyway, the guy he was supposed to fire was Krebs, and he joined the Democratic Party vote to steal by denying the extreme electoral irregularities that have plagued the nation since last week. Despite the election, Wolf has refused to do his job and get rid of this man, showing that where he stands during the crucial period. You can read that on Big League Politics if you like, and it's something everybody needs to be paying attention to. This president still has till January 20th before he's relieved, and there's a long duration between now and then where he can get a lot of stuff done. But if these people are going to keep creating these treasonous acts against our president by disobeying him, that is what we call chain of command in the military, and that's what we got to be aware of. This is a treasonous act by all these individuals refusing to do their job under the order of the President of the United States. And with that, there's another article, but I'll wait till next round to cover it. Another treasonous act. So anyway, with that being said, this is KG4 and LXC in the Saturday Night Liberty Net. And thank you, Mr. Bob, for running the net tonight. Everybody's sounding pretty good down here, even the guys out of Missouri. Good golly. Thank you, guys, for joining us. And back over to you, Mr. Bob, for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4ZXC, back to net control.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for those comments, and you're sounding good here in Akron, Ohio, that's for sure. So
KG4ZXNSD, KJY.
Before I read one article real quick, 30 seconds, you can play seconds. This is KJY for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. So I'll skip you this time, Richie, but then I'll catch you at the end of the round number two. Sound good? Alrighty. So let me quick read this little thing. It's from I Love My Freedom. It says, the election hasn't been certified yet, and the liberals at Facebook are just so desperate to move on from Donald Trump, even though he's still the city president. Earlier today, and this is dated November 13th, earlier today, the far-left social media company removed the title President from President Trump's page and replaced it with the word political candidate. He's still our president for at least 2 months, but they removed the word president to political candidate. And that's just a shame. So with that being said, let me go back up to Joe for round number two, Kilo Alpha 3, Romeo, Golf, Mike. Mr. Joe, what do you have for the next round? Over.
Thank you.
I am so looking forward to that apple carp. I've got my fingers crossed and I'm praying. I have a little bit of reservations, but I'm still very hopeful. So, thank you, Joe. KA3RGM. KHAY. Open in Tennessee, Mr. Larry. N4ROQ. KHAY. Hello, Larry. I'm ringing your coax. N4ROQ, KAJOY.
Hi, I made it back.
Okay. Bob, well, I say Trump advisor, Lewandowski.
Dispatcher for coronavirus. Corey Lewandowski, a top advisor to President Donald Trump.
He has tested positive for becoming the latest member of the president's inner circle.
And contact the illness in recent weeks.
Lewandowski confirmed the results of the test.
Lewandowski was Trump's 2016 campaign manager and re-emerged as a top advisor this year. He tested positive this week after working in Pennsylvania on the president's effort to challenge that state's election results. Now, it's Trump and his wife and his son, and probably a lot of his family have already had it. They may be immune to it in, to some degree. Maybe I don't know. So maybe they won't ever catch it again. Okay. What I can find here, there's a tunnel plan near Stonehenge. Gets UK government consent. The British government went against the recommendations of planning officials Thursday when it approved plans for a road tunnel to be built near the prehistoric monument of the Stonehenge in southern England. The project, an attempt to ease traffic along a stretch of road gravel prone to gridlock, has been touted for decades but faced vociferous opposition from local residents and archaeologists. The 2-mile tunnel will effectively remove the sight and sound of traffic and cut journey time. So, you want to put a 2-mile tunnel there next to Stonehenge for some reason. The International Force that monitors the Israeli-Egyptian peace agreement said Thursday that 8 peacekeepers, including 6 Americans, were killed when one of its helicopters crashed during a routine mission in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. A 9th peacekeeper was badly injured. The multinational force and observers said a French peacekeeper and Czech member of the force were also killed. It did not release the names of the dead. Pending notification of their next of kin. It said the injured peacekeepers was American. So, evidently they had a problem there in Jerusalem. Had a copter go down. Okay, let's see if we can get something else pretty good here. Looks like Florida got a lot of rain out of this. Etta soaks Florida. Storm linked to one death in Tampa Bay region. Tropical storm Etta dumped blustering rain across North Florida after landfall Thursday morning north of the heavily populated Tampa Bay area and then spread onto the Atlantic off of the northern or neighboring coast of Georgia and the Carolinas. Some flooding was reported, but no major damage. One death in Florida was linked to the storm. Some parts of the Carolinas saw 3 to 7 inches of rainfall Thursday afternoon due to a combination of moisture carried by the cold front. It pushed Etta across Florida in moisture from the Gulf of Mexico brought in by the tropical storm. So it shows some pictures. They got hit real hard with a lot of rain down there. You know, they're not really high in the elevation down there, so when they have something like that go through, gosh, it floods way back into Florida. I went down there to pick up an item back a couple years back, and it had some heavy
heavy rains, and that was water standing all over Florida in different places. So,
you know, if it rained for a month straight, it probably
washed Florida away. They're so low-lying, a lot of low-lying areas there. I'm not sure I'd want to stay down there really long.
So, we'll stop it right there.
Here's one more. Let me just go over it. Regarding researchers for shed light on Hamilton and slave owner and trader. This comes from Albany, New York.
Alexander
Hamilton is almost universally depicted as an abolitionist in popular modern works, but a new research paper cites evidence that he was a slave trader and owner himself. Comes from Albany, New York. A new research paper takes a swap at the popular image of Alexander Hamilton as the abolitionist founding father, citing evidence he was a slave trader and owner himself. Not only did Alexander Hamilton enslave people, but his involvement in the institution of slavery was essentially to his identity, both personally and professionally. Jeffrey Constantine, an interpreter at the New York State Historic Site, wrote in a paper published last month, Hamilton is almost universally depicted as an abolitionist in popular modern works, from Ron Chimel's 2004 biography, Hamilton, to the Lin-Manuel Miranda's Tony Award-winning show, Hamilton, an American Musical. After poring over letters and correspondence of Hamilton and his wife, concluded the image falls short. Anyway, the article goes on. I'm not going to read it all. So Hamilton married into the powerful Schuyler family in 1780. Slavery was common among New York State's elite. More than 40 people were enslaved at the Schuyler family Albany mansion and another estate over the years. The historic site has done extensive research to the family's so-called servants and incorporate it into its tours. Albany Mayor Kathleen Sheehan ordered the removal of the Major General Philip Schuyler earlier this year, in part because he was reportedly the largest owner of enslaved people in Albany during his time, according to the mayor's office. So this was a slave trader that lived evidently up in the New York State area there. So anyway, shoot it back to you, Bob. Sounding good. A lot of people checking in. Sounding good. So, K-A-H-J-L-Y from N4ROQ, back to net.
Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, K-H-J-L-Y. Slavery was part of our society back in the day. And remember, the black man enslaved the black man. So even though they want reparations, and I heard that the person who's in charge of Black Lives Matter, they are screaming now to the Biden camp that, you know, they want them to make good now on their promises. So this ought to be interesting to watch that all work out. All right, Mr. Frank, I'm up to you. Whiskey 2, Golf, India, Oscar. This is K-A-H-J-O-Y.
Pennsylvania and everywhere else. But at any rate, you can
He's saying that they've got a
your next thought, and we'll catch you on the 73 round. So, thank you. W2GIOKAHJOY. Mr. James, Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. This is KAJOY. What say you on round number 2?
All right, everybody. KAJOY from WB9RWY. Concerned about the poor state of public education. I actually don't think that very many people realize that the Abraham Lincoln credited with freeing the slaves was a member of the Republican Party, and he was the first Republican president. And I don't think the general public knows that he was opposed by Democrats. And for a long time, even after the Civil War, he was opposed by Democrats, and this does not seem to come up in even popular culture, so I'm concerned about that, and I don't think the general population really realizes that as well. Martin Luther King, who is more contemporary, not many people know he was also a member of the Republican Party, and I think this is one thing that's got to be done, is to make sure people understand the facts of the situation. So that's my comment for this round. Back to the net. KAJOY from WB9RWY. Over. Back to you, Bob.
Larry, stop there, Bob.
All righty. Thank you, Larry. James, I struggle to hear you. Just not enough fire in your wire, but I think others did hear you, so thank you for being with us tonight. Appreciate it. Mr. Bill, Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango. I'm up to you, sir. Over.
Okay, round two. Here we go. KAAJOY. This is KE0VRT. I jump from Missouri.
A much better signal.
And Joseph Stalin was named Uncle Joe by Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
I'm not sure whether you're continuing or pausing. Mr. Bill, we got no audio from you. Are you still transmitting? KE0VRT, KHOI. Nothing heard. I'm gonna pass. I'm sorry. Mr. Greg, Kilo 1, Yankee Whiskey. How about yourself? Over.
This is going to be a history report or not. I've never heard of this thing called Shock. It could be a Babylon Bee for all I know. So do your research on what I'm about to read here, and here it goes.
Anyway,
I guess that's
Dr. Fauci.
W, I copied you well. Let me go back down to Bill. I heard him start to talk again, so I'm not sure how all that went. Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango. Bill, you were transmitting, then your audio disappeared. We moved on, and then I heard your audio come back. Over.
Yeah, okay. Well, it seems like my relay circuit didn't kick on my amplifier. Is that any better?
Now we hear you. So we missed what you said. So if you want to retransmit or give me a Cliff Note version, we're ready.
Okay, well, I'll read this first one, and it was about Uncle Joe. You know, Joe Biden is often called Uncle Joe in the circles around here, and the original Uncle Joe was Joseph Stalin. And Joseph Stalin was named Uncle Joe by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Roosevelt went to great lengths to warn the image of Stalin and the Soviet Union in the eyes of the Western public opinion. He purposely claimed that the Katyn massacre was committed by Germans, despite knowing the truth. What's more, he engaged J. Edgar Hoover and his FBI in the prosecution of American citizens of Polish descent, who dared to claim that the massacre in question was done by the Soviets. The Polish newspapers and radio stations were told to stop spreading that news, or they would be closed. Roosevelt's government, which was completely penetrated by Soviet agents, started a lot of propaganda campaigns to present nations of Central and Eastern Europe as fascists, worse than the Germans, who fully deserved to be taught a hard lesson by modern, progressive Soviet Union and its enlightened leader, sympathetic Uncle Joe. That image was also successfully enhanced by enormous Soviet net of agents of influence, particularly in the UK and other Western European countries. And that's all I have on this round. KAHJOY, this is Kilo Echo Zero, Victor Romeo Tango, Joplin, Missouri. Back to you.
Thank you. KEO KE0, Victor Romeo Tango, KHOY. Well, you missed a little bit about Greg's, and Greg made a comment about Fauci saying that we must obey. So that kind of goes with Uncle Joe and Joe Stalin. They're basically telling us that we don't have freedom. We must obey. I just can't believe how much they keep harping on this mask. These cloth masks are not those N95s, but everywhere I go, almost everybody has a mask on, and they're still bitching at the American public. They just still want control. It's overwhelming. With that being said, I'll go to Jesse, and I'm sure he's overwhelmed. KG4ZX and a C, KAJO and a Y.
Okay, very good, Bob, and good evening, Mr. Rich. Also, good to hear you in there, sir. This is Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Charlie Jesse out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Once again, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and thanks again, Bob, for running it. Oh, let's see. What do I have prepared for this round? Well, let's see. I think I accidentally clicked on something that I wasn't supposed to, but I will
back it up just a second just to see if it recovers. I don't think it will. I think I just blew my one report away, so let's take it over to this one then. Hey, just still off of Gateway Pundits, the report is anti-Trump. Dominion Voting System Security Chief has been participating in Antifa calls and posted Antifa manifesto letter to Donald J. Trump online. So this guy is a real piece of work. These Dominion software and voting machines are nothing more than the coup attempt to steal the election on top of every previous coup attempts here in the United States against our president. But anyway, the story goes into this. It says in 2010, Eric Coomer joined Dominion as vice president of U.S. engineering. According to his bio, Coomer graduated from the University of California, Berkeley. Well, that would explain everything, wouldn't it? With a PhD in nuclear physics, Eric Coomer was late promoted to voting system officer and strategist and security. Although Groomer had since been removed from the Dominion page of directors. So this guy's been not only working himself into the Antifa, but he's been working himself into other activities as well. In a stunning interview conducted by Michelle Malkin and Joe Altman of the FEC Education Commerce, Unite Founders revealed how he infiltrated Antifa and how during a conversation with Antifa member, he discovered Eric from Dominion was allegedly part of the chat during the week of September 27, 2020. Altman explained that Eric was telling the Antifa members they needed to put up the pressure. With Altman asked, "Who's Eric?" Someone answered, "Eric, he's the Dominion guy." Altman said that the conversation continued. Someone asked, "What are you gonna do if effing Trump wins?" Altman paraphrased how Eric, the Dominion guy, responded, "Don't worry about the election. Trump's not gonna win. I made it effing clear." So anyway, this guy's a real piece of work, a dirtbag to the core. And this is just one of the examples of people admitting that they have been screwing over our election now for some time. So with that being said, everything that we've been seeing is nothing more than more coup attempts and election voter fraud and a disgrace to America. So everybody needs to stay vigilant and stay on top of the situation, and don't lose faith, guys. And with that, I'll keep it short this go round, and hopefully I'll find my last article on General Milley. Anyway, he's the general that disobeyed Trump. He's that was the article I was going to cover, but hopefully I'll find it. Anyway, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I am Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-Ray Charlie, Jesse here out of the great state of Pennsylvania. Back to KHJOY in the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate your contributions to the Liberty Net on Saturday night. KG4ZX in the C, KHJOY. And over to Mr. Ritchie. Good evening, sir. Good to hear you check in. Kilo Bravo 2 Delta Mike Delta. This is KHAOY.
KHAOY and the group. This is KBTDMD. Well, very good, Bob. Right. Good to hear you in there. And hello to Jesse. Wonderful comments, Jesse. Glad to hear that you're still keeping the fight out there. And yes, keep the faith, absolutely. Dr. Steve Pachetik said he will stake his career and his reputation remaining in the White House. So very, very encouraging. And of course, the fake news would have us believe otherwise. But well, let's call it what it is. It's not fake news. It's a lie, isn't it, dolls? Heck, there's no such thing as fake news. It's lying news, which means it's not news at all. It's indoctrination. And now, that pretty much includes everybody outside InfoWars. So, Fox News has gone to the dark side. Probably the best synopsis I've seen over what's happened, Bob, and I didn't see it, I heard it on Alex Jones. It's a short video that Greg Reese did. You can find it on band.video. It's called The 4-Year Plan to Overthrow an Elected President. The 4-Year Plan to Overthrow an Elected President. It is probably, in just a few minutes, the most succinct timeline that details exactly what we're seeing now, and it really needs to go viral, fellas, because people are getting news. They're getting indoctrinated. They don't know the significance of COVID in all of this. They don't know anything about the good point about being software, by the way, Jesse. They don't know what part Dominion has played in all this. They don't know that in some of the precincts in question, it really doesn't matter that when poll watchers tried to view the count, that the counters put up paper and cardboard in the windows to blot. Now, if what you're doing is on the up and up, do you put paper and cardboard in the windows to keep people from watching you? Of course not. You only do that if what you're doing is total chicanery. So, but what does it matter if, these people are ordered to let watchers observe the vote count, and ordered to do so by the court, and nothing happens to them? Well, what happens if the courts in these particular blue areas are so stacked with liberal dyke judges that they won't give any such order? And meanwhile, the clock is ticking. You know, if it were so ordered that people be allowed to view the count, at this stage of the game, it wouldn't make much difference. So, the 4-year plan to overthrow an elected president, watch it if you haven't already, and send it to everyone on your list. Hopefully, not Facebook. Well, no patriot should be on Facebook to begin with. But if you are, Heidi says you can use something called Messenger, and apparently they're not able to delete things off of that with the ferocity that they've been deleting any news about the election from regular Facebook. But, you know, at the heart of this, I don't really think people get it, guys. This is a coup d'etat. This is forced gun control and inoculation and deportation to COVID camps. This is what's at the end of this. And make no mistake, the military and law enforcement will send you to a COVID camp. They will remove you from your home and send you someplace in the dead of night in secret because they all want that dental plan for their kid, you know? Liberty? Is it the integrity of this republic? No, it's my kid's dental plan. And believe it, I mean, that's what it'll come down to. So if you think they're going to side with us, only the most well-heeled or the most intrepid will. Most of the standing force in this nation will side with the deep state. So, well, I don't know. You know, Larry, read an article about someone in Trump's inner circle has tested positive for COVID-1984. Who won't test positive for COVID-1984? It's structured that way. Everyone will test positive for this stupid flu bug. It's part of the game. Again, the four-year plan to overthrow an elected president. Band.video. Remember when Trump stepped out and told the media, Biden's a criminal, and you're all criminals for not reporting it? Remember that? It was a few weeks ago? Well, he had it right on the money. And, by the way, Alexander Hamilton was a British. He was an agent for the British banking houses. Anyway, that's all I have for this round, Bob. KB8JLY and Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
Thank you, Richie. KB2DMD, KHOI. Yeah, we got to be vigilant. I'm a little frightened, but we got to be vigilant. Let me see if there's any late check-ins, and I'll move up to the top of the list. This is KHOI for the Great Liberty Net. Are there any last-minute check-ins? Over. Nothing heard. The 73 round, we're already here. Mr. Joe. Kilo, Alpha, 3, Romeo, Golf, Mike. Joe, what do you have to close for tonight? Over.
Okay. Yep, I was just here reading a lot of posts and seeing that there's alternate social media platforms other than Facebook. And I just typed, you know, the topic into like a Google search, and everyone is the mainstream media biased, selling lies. And you were saying, I think the last gentleman was saying about people coming to your home and taking you out in the middle of the night. Well, the Second Amendment will deter them from doing that, because they will be carrying my dead body out of the house, and I'll make sure that a couple of them drop before they get me. So that being said, is the Second Amendment, my right to bear arms, to keep a free state, that this will not be infringed, written in 1789. And I'm telling you what, living by that, and there's going to be no other way. I am prepared for that, and there's going to be no other way. And there's about 70 million of us prepared for that, and there's going to be no other way. KHDRGM.net.
Yes, we still have the Second Amendment. If it comes down to that, I don't think it's going to be pretty, because there's a lot of Second Amendment and conservative right-wingers that are not going to allow them to take those weapons. Because if you lose the Second Amendment, hell, we've damn near lost the First Amendment by Fauci saying, why don't you just obey and wear the mask? You lose the Second, you've got nothing to enforce any of the others. So that's a good statement. Mr. Larry, it is your turn. N4ROQ, what do you have to sum up your night? Over.
Okay there, Bob. Don't forget to give the frequencies out here for Alex Jones again. 12.160. It's around noon time that comes on. And then they move after a while to 4.840 at the 10 p.m. at night version is really good. It's a station, WWCR, and it is 9.350, and that's 10 p.m. at night. That's Alex Jones. A lot of good information there from Alex, so you guys might want to see if you can pick that up. Okay, let's see. Man, this caught my eye when I was going through here. Central Florida, Lands Hub, that's H-U-B, for Jetson's Light Flying Cars. I've seen a lot of flying cars they've been working on through the years, and I bet you they've got some of them ready or are working on some to have mass produced. But it says the nation's first regional hub for flying cars is being built in Central Florida. And once it is completed in 5 years, the vehicles will be able to take passengers from Orlando to Tampa in half an hour. That's from Orlando, Florida to Tampa, Florida in half an hour. The officials said Wednesday the Tavistock, that's T-A-V-I-S-T-O-C-K, Development Corporation, said it was constructing a Jetsons-like aviation facility in Orlando's Lake Nona, N-O-N-A, area. The mixed-use planned community it built. Lake Nona already is home to several medical and research facilities. So, guys, get ready for the flying cars that are on the way. This evidently is maybe the first hub that's being built for flying cars. So I knew they'd finally get here sooner or later. I've been watching them work on them now for a long time, and they've been testing them for 20 to 30 years. So hopefully they got some stuff going there. Don't have a whole lot tonight. Just thought I'd check in here and listen to the net. It's been a lot of good information. Good to hear everyone in there. And Bob, thanks for running it tonight. And good to hear Jesse and all the guys in here. So I'll shoot it back to you, KAHJOY, from Laria, Tennessee, N4LQ on the Liberty Net. Back to that.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate your participating tonight with us on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. N4ROQ, KHOI. Over to Mr. Frank, Whiskey 2, Gulf, India, Ocean. Mr. Frank, this is KAHAOY.
Okay, WTGIO returning here. Let's see. Yeah, the only thing I got is, what else? There's a fellow that we had on the WBAI radio station in New York, I think it was earlier this week, and the guy's name is David J. Getoff, G-E-T-O-F-F, like get and off, and he's a naturopath and board certified frugal nutritionist, and he's practicing in California. And seems like he's got pretty much on the ball with the good nutritional information, especially dealing with the coronavirus. And also, his I went and looked up on QRZ, and I did looked up his name, and it turned out it's him. November 8th, Abad Tango Hotel, and his call letters, PTH, actually stands for parathyroid hormone. I think I mentioned this last time, before. But anyhow, he's got some interesting videos on his website dealing with the coronavirus and keeping healthy. So, anyhow, that's all from 873, everybody, and glad that everybody's in here and being able to keep the faith. And the important thing is, the good news of today is that God loves you. Back to you, Bob. K-A-Y, W-T-T-I-O.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate your words. And yes, God does love us. I'm sure he shakes his head about us humans sometimes, though, thinking, what have I done? But we got to keep the faith and keep our belief in Christ. So thank you. Whiskey 2, Gulf, India, Ocean. This is KJY. Down to James. Whiskey Bravo 9. Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Mr. James, what do you have to sum up your night? Over.
Okay, Bob. The last comment is reference to Larry's flying car report. We already have flying cars. They're called generally be consistent, and they are better airplanes than they are cars. So that's all I have to say. If you see there the net, and that's you, Bob.
I don't know if he's talking. Can anybody tell me?
Yeah, he's still talking.
No one's going over.
He just stopped.
Yeah, you're doing the broadcast station, Jesse.
Alrighty. If that was you, James, I didn't copy a thing. If not, oh well. But thank you if you're still with us for participating tonight. Whiskey, Bravo 9, Romeo, Whiskey, Yankee. Over to Bill, Kilo, Echo, Zero. Hopefully your amplifier will kick in. Victor, Romeo, Tango. Mr. Bill, what do you have to sum up your night?
Okay, Bob, last thing I'd like to talk about, and I really hope you hear me on this one, but it's about the Second Amendment. You know, a lot of people think the Second Amendment is about the right to, right to have guns. It's not. The Second Amendment is a duty that requires us to have guns in order to perform that duty. So just remember that, folks, that if we ever do lose our Second Amendment, it'll be because we didn't do our duty that the Second Amendment requires from us. So with that, 73s, everybody, thanks for letting me get in here. Take care, this is KE0VRT, Joppa, Missouri. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you. That is an interesting piece about the Second Amendment, about it's our duty to be unarmed citizens. And if we lose it, we'll never, never get it back. So thank you, Bill. Kilo, Echo, Zero, Victor, Romeo, Tango, KHOI. I'm back to Mr. Greg, whose signal was picking up from the last time. Kilo 1, Yankee Whiskey. What do you have to sum up the night, sir?
Okay, Bob, very good. Yeah, the band seems to be coming back from a long dead period. So it's I'm hearing Rich, DMD, and everyone pretty well. So that's good. There's still some life left, I guess. But anyway. Jesse was mentioning, getting what source of news, and I guess it's important to find the right source of news and also just, go out and look around and see what, and try to explore and see what you could find. So, I know Fox News has been taking a hit because they're pretty much folded on the American people and I guess bending to their mandate to just put out propaganda. So, but there is Newsmax. And they actually have if you go to the NewsmaxTV.com, you could watch it for free. I'm surprised they have that actually, the live streaming news service there. Whereas CNN, the allegedly most trusted name in news, you really can't watch them live on your computer or your handheld or whatever or tablet unless you have a subscription via your cable company. So, I pay dearly for that, just so I can get the most trusted name in news. But anyway, news is kind of interesting. And so look for others, too, out there. And, of course, there's a lot of stuff still on YouTube that hasn't gotten erased or wiped away. But that's dwindling as we speak. Anyway, it's been a good net, and I'll send it back to you and 73 to everyone out there that's world wide with you.
Thank you, K1YW, KHOI. Appreciate you being here tonight. Mr. Jesse, round number 73. What do you have to close the door? Did you find the article you were looking for? Kilo Golf 4 is Zulu, X-ray Charlie, K-A-H-A-O-Y.
Okay, roger, roger, Bob. And yes, I did find the article once again, and it's a very good and interesting article. It's another one off of Gateway Pundit. And just to remind everybody that you can go to Gateway Pundit and look to the top. It says pro-Trump news, pro-Trump news. And if you go to pro-Trump news, go all the way down to the bottom left-hand corner, and you'll see all the highlighted news networks and websites that are more in line with conservative views, which contains Gateway Pundits, 100% Fed Up, America Lookout, Trending Politics, Big League Politics, New York Compost, which I don't buy anything they say, Rush Limbaugh, Conservative Treehouse, and the list goes on. So check it out. And thanks, Rich. I wanted to say that was great. You brought up band.video.com because, yeah, if you don't type it in correctly, you will not get it. They will dang divert you to keep you from looking at any of these videos. And they got a slew of videos out there, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to watch them all, because I tell you what, there's so much information that's being suppressed from the American people, it is not funny. Alright, well, with that being said, this is the last article for the 73 rounds here on the Saturday Night Liberty Net, guys. And the Gateway Pundits has this article. It's actually 2 days old, and it's on page 3 if you decide you wanted to look at it. And the article goes into Fire Him Now. Rogue General Mark Milley threatens President Trump. He says, we do not take an oath to kings or queens and tyrants or dictators. President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday morning. Christopher Miller, who served as a director on the National Counterterrorism Center, replaced Esper. Then, on Tuesday, President Trump named Kash Patel to the role of Christopher Miller, Chief of Staff. Kash Patel is now National Security Council and aide, who was the key person assisting House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes. So the report is that Trump's loyalist Kash Patel and Cohen, Watnick and Anthony Tata are taking on top posts at the Pentagon today. So this General Mark Milley, another Never Trump general and chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, fired off a warning shot at the president during a speech on Wednesday. We are unique among military. We do not take an oath to kings or queens or tyrants or dictators, and we do not take the oath to an individual. No, we do not take the oath to a country, a tribe, or religion. We take an oath to the Constitution and every soldier that is represented in the museum, every sailor, airman, Marine, Coast Guard, each of us will protect and defend the document regarding of our personal rights, Milley said during remark at the opening of the United States Army Museum. So, this general has forgotten one major crucial thing. As a 22-year vet, you got to know where your chain of command is. And guess what? The President of the United States is the top head honcho. He is the one that gives the orders, not Mark Milley
General Mark Milley. He does not have that authority to disobey the President of the United States, and he does need to be fired and removed from office immediately, because this is the kind of action that cannot be tolerated in our military, because once that happens, then, you know, the whole entire military crumbles, and they refuse to take orders from our president. You know, this is a sad day for our military when General Mark Milley made it clear his dedication to the Constitution and sweeping changes at the DOJ. We do not take an oath to kings and queens and tyrants, he says, so, or dictators. So, who does he take his orders from? Well, evidently it's not the President of the United States neither. So that means he's part of the coup, he's part of the plan, and he needs to be removed. And so does many, many more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 73 round, and this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. I am KG4ZXC, Jesse, out of the great state of Pennsylvania. And I'll say 73s to everybody. I'll stick around to the end, of course, but I will say this. God bless America, and God bless this country, and each and every one of you standing up with your voice tonight. God loves us all, and we need to keep praying. So with that, Mr. Bob, KHLY, back to you and the Great Liberty Net.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate your comments along with everybody tonight on the Great Liberty Net. Last but not least, Mr. Richie gets to sum it up. KB2TMD, KHLY, you get the last comment, sir.
All right, Bob. Well, I'm not sure I can sum anything up. KHLY and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD returning. Very good. Good comments, Jesse. Yeah, it's Benny.video. Not bam, 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 video. The Trump that's being reported in the mainstream news and the Trump that still remains as the President of the United States are two very, very different people. Trump is like most people. At some things, he's not very good. And at other things, he is probably close to genius level, if not beyond. Arabia, if not before, really long before. I mean, even the colonists understood that. Nobody wins a modern war without artillery. These days, no one wins a war without artillery and close air support. Both of those things have been denied us through what was supposed to be the militia supply chain. We were supposed to be in possession of those things, and the government, the standing army, purposely kept small and ineffectual. We the people, we the jury, we the militia were always supposed to be the dominant force in these United States. And unfortunately, that's been stood on its head a long time ago, and that power has been robbed from us. You cannot buy artillery. You cannot buy an attack helicopter. Even if you got together with all of your friends and all of your churches, you could not buy one. It's unavailable to us, and that's very, very sad. People would say, well, why do you need such a thing? Well, that was the same question a British agent might ask one of the colonists. What use would you have for a military assault rifle like that, pointing to his Pennsylvania rifle? So the use is very obvious, to defend ourselves against tyranny and government. And that's pretty difficult to do when the government holds all the massive tools of coercive force, and we're left with a few token pop guns. And then on top of that, they try to restrict magazine capacity and everything else. It really is a rigged game in that regard. However, you can turn and you can look at insurgent uprisings. You can look at the Viet Cong. They got a lot accomplished with riflemen. Mere riflemen brought down low-level attack jets. Bolt action rifles that dated from 1891. So not impossible, just difficult. And when you're engaged in an action like that, unfortunately, you just have to throw a lot of meat into the meat grinder, meeting people. And nobody wants to be involved in that. A lot of people will tell you they're armed to the teeth and ready, but I'm sorry to report a lot of people will also turn in everything they have just as long as they don't get their cable shut off. We'll see. At the end of the day, will I be there? God willing. But God only knows. So anyway. That's about it. Oh, no, the flying cars, Larry, wonderful. We had self-driving cars, and they crash into everything, so we're going right from that to flying cars. That's why I can see a guy deciding this traffic jam's no good for me. I'm going to just, hit the vertical and take off over the roofs of all these suckers that are stuck in traffic, and then blammo, he runs into a high-tension line, a few hundred kV, and explodes. That ought to be something. I can't wait for the flying cars, Bob. 7-3-0. It's been fun. God willing, see you next time. KAJOY and the Great Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD signing.
Thank you, Richie. Those are very good statements about the Second Amendment. And yeah, the flying cars, I guess if you're stuck in traffic, you push the button like in your DeLorean and you hit the gigawatt and you take off. Oh, my God. Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, like always, to be part of tonight's Liberty Net. So I'm going to close the window. So as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Galamaz a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy ships and sailors that are listening to us, and 73s to all of the netters, including Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, especially Miss Laura, N2JTTF. And it is my prayer for God to bless this country, bless our sitting president, forgive us for the sins that we have committed as a nation. But thank you for the blessings as we enter in towards the Thanksgiving holiday. So, with that being said, good evening to all of you, 73. This is KAJOY.
KG0RSA.
Mr. Mo, it's good to hear your voice. KD0RSA, do you have a comment before I totally close?
I've been sitting here listening, and as far as the Constitution, if you remember back, Obama basically, I don't forget what kind of paper he signed, but he put that Constitution under the UN control, like say. And when President Trump got in there, he took it back out. So you know when Biden gets in there, he's going to put it back in there. You're going to have to keep your powder dry and a lot of it. KD0RSA.
How very true, Mr. Mo. Mr. Biden, in the event that he does win by corruption or whatever, it's definitely going to damage our Constitution. And you're right. Keep your powder dry, stay vigilant, stay on your knees and pray, but stand up against them. Over.
Roger, roger. I just had to throw that in there. And I've voted for 69 years. And my folks, I remember listening to them, and Roosevelt was crooked back then, too, and right up through. And then when Kennedy got shot, J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI and the CIA was all implicated in it, and they messed it up so bad that everybody just let it go, I guess. That's what happened anyway. But Kennedy was murdered, and they didn't do nothing about that. And then turn around, that girl out there in California, I can't think of her name all of a sudden. She was also murdered out there. That was one Kennedy was messing around with. Can't think of it. My 90-year-old mind ain't working quite tonight. Anyway, I'll just get off of here. I got done griping. KD0RSA, back to KAJOY.
All righty, Mo. You were thinking of Marilyn Monroe. Mary threw the name out there. I have Marilyn Monroe's picture on my wall with two photographs of her and her signature. So, yes, that was a murder. Over.
Roger, roger. It definitely was.
All righty. Well, thank you for jumping in at the end. Appreciate you listening. We'll look forward to hearing from you again.
Well, there's a lot of lightning strikes out here, and I am having trouble hearing. So I just sat here and was trying to listen. Over.
All righty. Well, again, 73s. Good evening to you. Best of health, and we'll see you next time.
The lightning noise took you out. Have a good one. 73, Bob. 73.
73, sir. Good night.
Hey, guys, I got to get out of here. My wife has been looking at me funny, and I think she's ready to kill me for being up so late. So, Mr. Bob K, J-O-Y, Mr. Larry, F-R-O-Q, and anybody else on the frequency. 73's off. God bless. Play, everybody.
Hey, Jesse.
73, Jesse.
73's. Good night.